Compromise reached on restarting U.S.-Japan trade talks. Mandela pledges immediate help for South Africa's poor black majority. Mississippi sues tobacco companies for millions. Good Tuesday morning. Bill Lynch with the CBS World News Roundup. U.S. and Japanese trade negotiators have reached a compromise in Washington talks about trade talks, meaning that market-opening negotiations that collapsed in February may now resume with common understanding on the goals. In Tokyo, newsman Steve Herman tells us the announcement came from the foreign ministry.
The breakthrough comes after 4 days of informal talks that Japanese negotiators describe as tough with their American counterparts in Washington. The two countries are now hoping to hammer out some kind of agreement before their leaders meet in Naples at the G7 summit in July. The official announcement in Tokyo was made by Foreign Minister Koji Kakizawa, and U.S. Trade Representative Mickey Kantor is expected to make a similar statement at the White House in a few minutes, as we hear from CBS News reporter Mark Noller.
A senior White House official says it's good news. After a marathon session of talks between American and Japanese officials, agreement has been reached to resume talks on opening Japanese markets to American goods and services. Talks collapsed in February. But a senior U.S. official tells CBS News that Japan has now agreed to U.S. demands for both qualitative and quantitative criteria for measuring the degree to which Japanese markets are opening to U.S. goods. At the same time, the U.S. agreed to state that it was not advocating managed trade of specific numerical targets. A senior U.S. official said the U.S. has been willing to say that all along. Mark Noller, CBS News, the White House.
South African President Nelson Mandela, in a State of the Nation address to the new all-race parliament, has called on his nation to get down to work. He promised immediate relief to impoverished blacks while reassuring the white minority.
My government's commitment to create a people-centered society of liberty binds us to the pursuit of the goals of freedom from want, freedom from hunger, freedom from deprivation, freedom from ignorance, freedom from suppression, and freedom from fear.
There are no such freedoms from fear in Haiti, where army-backed gunmen in Port-au-Prince have killed more people, apparently backers of exiled President Aristide. Newsman Harold Moss has more on the impact of new sanctions.
Many market-goers say they expect to be hit harder than the army by the near-total trade embargo. The military, facing the sanctions and threats of a U.S.-led invasion to restore democracy, has placed its 7,000 men on alert status and put extra patrols on the capital streets. Nightly military checkpoints and weapons searches have become increasingly common in Port-au-Prince, and several regional army commanders have imposed curfews in their towns. The rising tension has been made worse by continuing political repression, including a shooting spree that left 4 supporters of exiled President Jean-Bertrand Aristide dead and another 6 people wounded. Harold Moss for CBS News, Port-au-Prince.
In the war in Yemen, more civilian slaughter. For the second time, a Scud missile fired by southern forces has slammed into a residential area of Sana'a, this time killing at least 15 people and injuring more than 100. UN Special Envoy Iqbal Riza today flew into Rwanda's war-ravaged capital of Kigali, awaiting armored personnel carriers sped him to the UN garrison. As many as 250 Muslim pilgrims were trampled to death yesterday in Saudi Arabia's holy city of Mecca. Reports say it happened when crowds surged toward a cavern to symbolically throw stones at the devil. The state of Mississippi is suing the tobacco industry to recover hundreds of millions of tax dollars spent on smoking-related illnesses. Rex Baker reports from WJTV Jackson.
Mississippi's Attorney General Mike Moore says too often the taxpayers get stuck with the health care bill when state employees or Medicaid recipients get sick from smoking.
I can't think of any other product made in America that when you use it as intended by the manufacturer, it will cause sickness and suffering and death. So we're trying to recover those costs on behalf of the taxpayer.
And so the Attorney General's office in Mississippi has filed a lawsuit against tobacco companies such as R.J. Reynolds and Philip Morris.
The tobacco companies are already fighting back. They're reportedly hiring an army of Mississippi's best lawyers to represent the interest of what officials here are calling the tobacco cartel. Rex Baker for CBS News, Jackson, Mississippi.
Hospitals in southern England report 3 more cases of a killer bacteria that literally eats away people's flesh. Of 10 known cases, 5 victims have died. More from correspondent Mark Phillips.
The mystery bacteria seems to be a mutated form of the common infection that causes sore throats. But this particularly virulent form has claimed 10 victims and killed 5 of them. At first, the victims were all from an area in the west of England, but now there's even more concern because cases have been found elsewhere. researchers are working to try to analyze the bacteria which they fear is resistant to most antibiotics. The killer bacteria works very quickly, feeding off fat and muscle tissue. It can kill in just 24 hours, very much like gangrene. Health authorities have tried to manage public concern by stressing that this is not an epidemic, but rather what they call a statistical cluster, a coincidental outbreak that would average out over time.
It would be wrong of me to describe this anything other than serious. However, it is still possible that the number of cases that we've seen within Gloucestershire have occurred through chance.
But that hasn't eased public fears, and doctors in Britain have been placed on the alert for symptoms of the disease. Mark Phillips, CBS News, London.
Two brothers from Casper, Wyoming are being held in yesterday's six-hour armed standoff in an Indianapolis Denny's restaurant that left one person dead and four wounded. One of the 20 hostages later gave waitresses credit for easing the crisis after a holdup attempt went wrong.
Waitresses sat down with the gunman, and they got to laughing and joking and carrying on. So the waitresses really, I felt, took control and kept the gunman calm.
The Denny's chain is also in the news for a reported $50 million settlement of a race discrimination suit by the Justice Department. The agreement covering dozens of alleged cases of anti-black bias will be announced later this morning in Washington. Many St. Louis voters apparently like the idea of Singapore-style justice, which faces a city hall hearing today. Marjorie Manning reports from KMOX.
Alderman Freeman Bosley says he's gotten hundreds of calls since he proposed public canings for people who scrawl graffiti. And the callers overwhelmingly agree. Court fines, even a stay in jail, are not working to deter the vandals.
If you were to paddle them a little taste, give them two or three licks, I think that's something that will stay with them for the rest of their lives.
Bosley is asking for a legal opinion on caning. Alderman Francis Slay doubts it's constitutional and says if a caning law were to pass, the city could not afford it.
What if that person is accidentally killed in that caning?
St. Louis Mayor Freeman Bosley Jr., the alderman's son, says he's sure city lawmakers will respond to concerns about cruel and unusual punishment as well as people's frustration with crime. Marjorie Manning for CBS News, St. Louis.
Four Muslim fundamentalists will be sentenced in New York today for the 1993 bombing of the World Trade Center, in which six people were killed and 1,000 injured. Prosecutors are seeking life prison terms. Thousands of BBC journalists and technicians are staging a one-day strike, seriously cutting into radio and TV programming.
Normally at this time, we would be broadcasting an edition of News Desk. But today, as the result of industrial action by members of the broadcasting unions, we're only able to bring you news bulletins and summaries.
The dispute centers on BBC efforts to save $75 million, partly by linking pay to performance. Overseas, the dollar is mixed. London gold is up 55 cents. And on Wall Street, the Dow is ahead over 7 points. It's 10 past.